8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello!
Hi, everybody.
We are here with podcast number 47.
And we're going to talk about heaven.
I was waiting for you to say that. That's right. Because we haven't talked about heaven in a while. So.
Not in a while. There's a lot to say, so.
There's a lot, yes.
Y'all can either ask a question to start it, or I can just talk about a few things, and then we can put some questions in there.
Well, I'm trying to think of some things people have asked me if I could ask you about heaven.
Or we can have a special guest ask a question.
A special guest? Oh, yes, that's right, I forgot.
I keep meeting these strange people, and they keep coming up to me and saying, you know, can you ask this question? This person was a bit weird. I mean, are you sure you're ready for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Ricardo, and I am a master of the culinary arts. I originally trained under Head Chef Ricardo III, and I am a master chef. And I want to know, you know, in heaven, do they have amazing food? Ooh. And I'm very confused. Do people go to the lavatory in heaven? I mean, what's going to happen to all that delicious food? I don't understand. Please let me know. Yours sincerely, Ricardo, master chef.
Yep, so he is a master chef, and he seemed very sincere, so I thought I should at least pass the question on.
Well, why not just start with that? It's a good place to start.
It is. And I love to cook too, so, you know, that's a good question.
Do you love to go to the lavatory, you too?
Nobody likes to go to the lavatory.
Is there amazing food in heaven? And
well, first I'll start with the fact that what kind of body do you have when you're there? Because some people expect to eat and some people don't think you eat at all. And I will start with a scripture that says there will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, which will take place in heaven. It's a supper, people. There's going to be food. You'll get more than fruit, okay? And besides the fact that you will be in your spiritual body, in a spiritual world. So it's much like being here, that people in their spiritual bodies, they sit on their sofas and they enjoy their mansions. They get to visit friends. They all go out to eat. They have dinners in their home. Everyone eats in heaven, and there's no limit to eating. There's no food allergies. There's no weight gain. There is no waste left whatsoever. Everything you eat in heaven is totally absorbed into your body. Your spiritual body is made out of light. And the food is all made out of light.
So you don't have like the inside parts of your body that you have here?
No, you don't. They're not all like...
You don't have you organs have and no,
not,
blood and...
Not like they do here. No, and you don't have any blood whatsoever. No. You don't need blood. That's your physical body.
That's right,
your physical
yeah.
body, when you pass from this life, or we could say
where stays
die,
on the ground.
The body is left behind.
Yes. That's what sleeps.
Very clearly, that is the part that sleeps.
I've got questions
people.
You will not want to answer because your mind boggles. So what happens to the parts of you that you've used here for all that kind of stuff?
They stay in your body.
And decay.
They decay.
What?
They turn to dust. But on the day, let me finish. On the day the dead in Christ shall rise, that's when you will get your physical body back. Your spiritual body leaves its physical. It says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And everybody knows Jesus is in heaven. So there I go back to the word of God, right? But this is necessary. You'd be surprised how many people don't have a clue.
Yeah,
they do not have a clue.
Yeah, I know.
Some people believe in soul sleep. That means they think that nothing is, everything sleeps. Your body, your spirit, your soul. That is not true. Your spirit man does not need to sleep. No one has to sleep in heaven. Nobody gets tired in heaven. But you live a literal life. You really have transport to use. There's adventurous things to do. And in your spiritual body, which is perfect, okay, you will look perfect. You'll look young. This is the best part. You'll be young. You'll have lots of energy, and life will be everywhere. But the food part is one of the best parts. You don't just smell the food aromas, you see the aromas. And people will follow the aromas to find out who has come home from heaven that now has an Italian restaurant, who has a new bakery, because you can see the aromas and you will literally follow them in heaven to find out what this delicious stuff is. So everything's made out of light. No animals' lives are taken in heaven to feed you. Animals are called creatures. They have personalities. They talk. And they eat the yummy stuff too. Your cat or your dog is not going to eat off the floor in your mansion. And they're not going to eat dog food or cat food. Just giving you a heads up on that. Everyone enjoys eating. And yes, this is the best part. You can have a mansion with 100 seating for 100 for dinner in your dining room, and everybody sits down and they say what they want. You don't even have to cook. Those who want to cook, yes, you can cook. It's a little bit different in heaven, but those who don't want to, best part, I don't plan to cook in heaven, people. If you come to see me, you can still eat delicious stuff, but I'm not going to be cooking. You say what you want, it appears on the table on the most beautiful dinnerware. And then when you're done eating, anything left disappears. You don't even clean up. But the food, the steak tastes like steak. It tastes like barbecue chicken. It tastes like pizza. It tastes like cupcakes or whatever else you like. The food handles like it and tastes like it, but it's better. But there's no weight gain, no food allergies. So yes, people eat in heaven. They eat all over heaven.
So you're saying like when you're in your spiritual body then, like, it's not like on the movies where you're see-through. When you're actually there, it feels like you have something that's actually
tangible.
Got substance.
So it feels physical to you there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like on the films where it's like a ghost or something.
No. Your spirit man in your spiritual body on the earth, in the physical, this is a physical planet. This is a physical realm.
Yes. But if everybody is a spirit there, then it's not like they're... It's like
they're not going to pass through the walls of their mansion.
So when you meet somebody up there, it's like you're totally physical in that place. In other words, you can touch
each
other.
You can hug people, you know, shake hands. You can go shopping.
No.
Nope, you won't go through people. You won't go through your walls in heaven unless there's a portal for you to do that. So life's a little bit different. It's easier, of course. It's exciting. And some things are challenging even. Things that you thought you would be good at. You may have to practice a little bit more. But the food is one of the things I get asked about the most. Will I eat in heaven? And that answer is absolutely yes. Every time you visit people, they'll have food. When they come to see you, you'll have food. There's huge events in heaven that the Father does. Of course, we all know about the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Why do people think that's just grapes? I used to think that was just grapes.
It is.
Because that's all you're told.
But where did everyone get the idea from?
Well, the pictures that people used to draw.
The pictures. And I mean, growing up, going to church.
There's no little baby angels, and you're not going to lay on a cloud while they drop grapes in your mouth.
And I always thought, growing up, going to church, I always heard that when you go to heaven, you'll wear a robe, you'll have wings, you'll sing in the choir.
You'll have a nightgown in the bathrobe.
You'll be walking on floating clouds.
Your gown of salvation and your robe of righteousness is not a nightgown in a bathrobe.
Do you know what I remember you telling
it
the story
like
of?
It looks like a king's robe and a queen's gown robe.
Do you remember when
spectacular.
You spoke about Whitney Houston?
Yes.
That was always kind of fascinating to me because that gave me a real revelation of how what you're wearing is kind of can be represent. There'll be stuff that's kind of embedded into you to do with your life. So it's kind of like a language up there. Like, do you want to share like Whitney Houston testimony? Because that was, I'm sure we haven't talked about that on the podcast. And she's still in a lot of people's hearts because, you know, they love her music and stuff. So there's bound to be a few people who have not heard that.
Yes, it was really an awesome, almost actually traveling and speaking. I think it was on my Western tour.
Yeah, you were on
I think it was on the Western tour.
I believe you were on the Southwest tour.
I probably was. Anyway, I was sitting on the front row and
I text you.
And Jen texted me and said Whitney Houston has
Yeah, all I said is Whitney Houston they said announced that Whitney Houston has passed and everyone was in shock. And that's all I said to you.
Yeah, I'll give you just a tiny bit of history on Whitney. She was going through a hard time in her life. She was definitely believed in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she grew up in church.
She did grow up in church, yeah. And she sang did love. She sang a lot of gospel songs in her life. But the point was, she used her gift. She was born and created to sing, and that's what she was best at. That's why her gift was so great. But she was going through struggles in her life at that time, and the night before she died, this has been completely validated by her cousin.
On YouTube, too.
I actually met her cousin at one point.
And the cool thing is, too, with this part of the story is, after I text you is when you were caught
up. I was caught up to heaven right off the front row.
But I never told her what they said she did the night before she...
Yeah, I didn't know any of that because I hadn't died.
I didn't get to finish because I knew she was about to speak and I didn't want to tell her the whole story. So I told her later, and then after she shared with me what happened to her after I texted her.
Yeah,
so
I was caught up while I think that they were singing or something. They were still doing worship.
Yeah.
But I was caught up in my spiritual body and I was before the throne, and so was Whitney. Whitney Houston was standing before God, before his throne, and he was about to give her rewards. Some of his own rewards, some of his own gifts, some of the rewards you get in heaven are things you couldn't create yourself or make happen yourself. And the Father said to her, because you have used your gift for me, this reward I'm going to give you is something that's mine, belongs to me personally. It's a song that's never been sung in heaven. It's one of my songs that's never been sung in heaven. And he opened this beautifully decorated small treasure chest, and out of it came a garment. And it was like a garnet color. It was a beautiful sort of a red color. It came out like it was alive. It began to wrap itself around Whitney and became this beautiful red gown. And he said, everywhere you go, when you wear this, people will hear me singing this song, his own song. And all she did was move her arm, and you could hear the Father singing off of the very garment she was wearing. He said, I'm giving you a garment of praise. How about that, people? We know that's mentioned in the Bible. I never knew it was something that literally was there. And he says, this is just one of the gifts I'm giving you. And she was overwhelmed and undone. And I thought in my mind, she definitely received Jesus Christ, or she wouldn't be standing before the throne of God. And I know that she had, you know, part of her life was in such a turmoil at that time. She was probably seeking God on many things. And when I got back, so I was undone. I saw her there for a while, and then I was caught right instantly back down on the front row. So I had to absorb all this before I even had to go and speak. I think I actually shared during that meeting about what I had seen, that Whitney Houston was in heaven. And he said, the other thing he said to her was, you will go to passionate paradise, and that's where the Lord spends a lot of time in. It's where people who have a spirit of worship on them come to worship him. And he said, you will be, one of the places you will be taken to will be to passionate paradise, so that she could sing for the Lord. So I knew those two things about her. And then I had to go to my meeting. But later Jen told me that what happened to her was, after wherever she was at, she was out somewhere doing something.
She was at a club.
She was at a club
with some friends.
And she wasn't...
She didn't even want to go.
Yeah, she didn't want to go.
Yeah.
She didn't feel well either, and they kept asking her to sing a song, correct?
Yes.
And that she kept saying, no, I don't want to. And they said, please sing. Come on, sing. So finally she said, I'll just sing one song. And she gets up there, and she sang with everything within her being. She sang, yes, Jesus loves me. And this is what the Holy Spirit said to me when I was still in, when I was in heaven. He said to me, she sang her salvation. Now, I did know that because I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm in heaven.
Yeah, because he
told you. She must have received Christ. And the Holy Spirit said, she sang her salvation. Well, I didn't know she sang, yes, yep. Jesus loves me. And singing that song in that club that night before, she had totally surrendered her life back to Christ.
Yep.
When she sang that song, she sang it from her soul. And she gave herself back to Jesus, and then she went home. And then the next day they found her. She'd already died. And so I thought, what a wonderful, beautiful thing to find out that you really do get rewards in heaven. God honors you for using your gift. And she did receive Jesus Christ. And I actually later saw her cousin at a meeting, who came to that meeting to meet me and told me how much it meant that I had shared that testimony. She said she cried. She said she went home and was going to go home and tell her, Whitney's mother, yeah. about it, because her mother was still alive, and let her mother know that Whitney had made it to heaven. So I thought that was beautiful of God to share that with me. But that's just a little glimpse into heaven. But back to the food part. They have every kind of food. I literally was taken, for people who don't know who I am, just check me out on YouTube. I don't have time to tell everything, but I will just say I've been caught up to heaven for over 20 years. His choice to do that, God's choice. And I've been taken to a pizza parlor called Pizza Joe's. The pizzas are on these tables, and the pizza slice is the size of the table. People go into these pizza parlors with their friends, and they all sit around these big round tables, and they turn the top of the table to get the slice of pizza. It takes both hands to hold the slice of pizza. It was the best pizza I ever had. And then next door to that is an ice cream parlor where you get to create and invent new flavors that you like, and then they put it on the menu. Now, there's no charge. You don't spend any money for anything in heaven. It's all given to you. But certainly people who create ice cream, that's what you'll be doing in heaven. People who love to make pizza, you'll probably have your own pizza parlor. Oh,
your favorite, the cinnamon rolls.
Oh, and the cinnamon rolls, I was taken, of course, by a bakery. The cinnamon rolls were the size of dinner plates. And I do love a good cinnamon roll. So people who, if you wonder, yes, you're going to eat. You don't have to worry about any waste. That just doesn't happen. It's totally absorbed in it because it's made out of light. It's absorbed into your body, which is made out of light. And there's many adventurous, fun things to do there. So I hope that answers the food question.
And going from the food question, which just kind of leads into the next thing that we had talked about, just talking about, which pertains to heaven, the idea zone. And yes. With the food thing, because I know what you said about the idea zone is it's ideas that drop from heaven into the mind of man.
That's right.
And then they create it here mm-hmm. on earth. A lot of the food things, like you said, are coming to earth because they now have pizza places that make huge pizzas and huge slices that takes both your hands to hold the slice. Mm-hmm. And I've seen other places that make giant cinnamon rolls. It's so crazy because I have people always send this stuff to me on Facebook. Look, this is exactly what Kat said is in heaven. And so those are ideas
that came
down from heaven.
Yes, they are.
The mind of the people here who have restaurants.
Yes, it says every woody idea and invention comes from the Father of lights. It says that in the Bible. And there's actually a place in heaven called the idea zone. We've mentioned this a little bit before. But I do want to make one point about that idea zone today in our podcast because of a comment that was just given about something. It was about creating. So you're going to get a new revelation on heaven.
I know where this is going.
Heaven has always sent ideas of things that are there. Sometimes it's what angels look like. Sometimes it's what some of the creatures up there look like. Sometimes it's what some of the mansions look like, what's in the mansion. There's rows of light in heaven. They're actually trying to create them on the earth. I do know that one day there will be a high-speed train that will travel not on a metal track, but on a rail of light. And that's what will carry this train around America. And I've seen roads of light in heaven. So these are things that are coming to the earth. And just because someone else gets that same idea and they work on it, and then someone else gets it in another part of the earth or maybe years later and they don't even know about what's going on with the other person, that doesn't mean someone has stolen somebody's stuff. That means everybody got the same idea. And recently, I showed a picture of one of the hosts of heaven on my quick, cat on the go thing. And this is an angel, a host, a member of the host that I was literally introduced to in Atlanta years ago. And I do know that this host has like spears coming out of every part of him. He's very dangerous. God sends him into the camp of the enemy. He spins and shreds the enemy in the enemy's camp. And now I saw this years ago. I have a friend who saw me. I was in her home. And I talked about this as soon as it was the next morning. She knows all about this host of heaven that appears as a little piece of glitter, floats around, then comes together into one being, and spears come out of him, and he shreds the enemy. And I was sharing a little bit of that about the movie that I'm beginning to give content to. This is one of the hosts that will be in this movie. And then they saw an ad somewhere about some kind of a bear hunting suit that had little spikes coming out of it. And then they said, their comment about this post was, well, I don't think I believe you now because you probably copied what they saw. I don't look for stuff, people. I don't have time to look online. I don't even have time to go shopping. No, I saw this being was something someone I literally met in this person's home. He was about 30 to 40 foot tall. He appeared and the Holy Spirit explained to me all about him and what he did with the Army of Heaven. And then, so today is like years later from when I knew this, okay? This other thing that's been created by some other person somewhere, I have nothing to do with that. I had no knowledge of that. So I'm just letting you know, this is a good thing about the idea zone. Because whoever designed that bear hunting suit, that idea came from heaven.
Yep.
It didn't come from some man's mind that's something different and special, but it had nothing to do with the fact that I already knew about this host of heaven who's designed like that. And those were like spikes, more like little spikes. These are little spears that come out of this other host. So this is a good example of, if you're going to believe what God says, believe it. But because you see something else, don't let that bring doubt into you. That's being double-minded. So if you believe somebody, then something like that happens, you go, oh, well, I don't believe them now. That's a weak mind and a double-minded person. Okay, because God can give the same ideas, even though I met one in person, that whole thing that happened with whoever invented that, you can see all around the world, people are inventing new things and creating new things. They're all getting these ideas dropped into them from heaven. So I just wanted to clarify that since that comment was made yesterday. I don't copy other people. I don't have time to see things. I don't even look at streaming on Facebook. So if y'all do that, I'm happy for you. I don't have time. I'm only here to post stuff on Facebook or podcast or YouTube or Twitter or Instagram.
Yes.
I put Instagram stuff out there, but I don't go looking for that stuff, just so you know that.
Well, since we're talking about the idea zone, and we have a few more minutes. Can you at least describe what it looks like and what it looks like when the ideas come down?
Oh, the idea zone is literally in a place in heaven. It's near Creation Lab, which is where people actually go in and get to practice creating, not people, but they do practice creating things. And eventually in the future on the new earth, you will be creating stuff. And so it's just a little place to practice. But right down the street from that, on the streets of gold, there's this spectacular cloud, this huge cloud that sits above the streets of gold. And it swirls with pieces of glitter. Thousands of pieces of glitter are in this cloud in heaven. And people in heaven run into this cloud and they'll stand and they'll go, oh, I got it. They'll actually say, I got it. Then they run into Creation Lab and they actually invent something. Because this idea zone in heaven is how things are brought to the earth. God will take, he'll take a wave or a layer of this idea zone and send it down to the earth, and it will go around the earth, and it will drop all these witty ideas and inventions into the mind of man. And I know you yourself have probably thought of something and you didn't invent it, but later on you went, wow, someone else did that. That's because they just drop into everyone's mind, and whoever gets it and invents it, that's what they do. But I will add one more thing for this time. And for the last few years, especially, God's been giving ideas and inventions to Christians that will be fantastic. So he has saved some of the best inventions for these days we're entering into. So,
awesome. I'm not going to ask another question, but I have a really quick testimony that I want to read to you, which is really sweet. And then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay. So this is off of Facebook, and it's from Suzette. And she said, I started listening to you a month ago. It has changed my life. When I found out my pets were in heaven, I was undone. And knowing that my father will go to heaven to join my mother had me on my hands and knees crying in gratitude. I'm 54, and I have been lamenting over this since second grade.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I can truly enjoy my life without that terrible fear.
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that awesome?
There are promises given to us as believers, you know, and yes, families have mansions all next to each other. You get to enjoy each other's mansions. You go on tours of heaven together. People all eat together, fellowship. It's an amazing place. Jesus comes and visits. The disciples, the prophets will come and visit you in heaven. It's a glorious place. You don't want to miss it.
That's awesome. All right, well, we hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and the next one will pick up on some more places in heaven.
In some more places in heaven. Yes, so, it will.
Have a great day.
And may the host be with you.
Bye.